Hello.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing today?
Well, I've got my opinion that if I'm going to give you two questions, I have two answers.
Okay. All right, no problem. Thank you so much for doing the survey with me. Your name is James, right?
James?
James?
No, not in a goddamn James.
Okay, my bad. Okay, no problem. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No,
nobody. That's not me.
And I know you're 21 years of age. Are you registered to vote?
I voted about 1,000 times since 1939.
Okay, thank you. And I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote if he suits me. If I don't suit me, I'll vote against the son of a bitch.
Okay, thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
Hell no, no goddamn Mexican. I'm a foreigner. I'm a Yankton County, North Carolina.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. And now, what is your race? White, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
Do that again.
African-American?
No, I'm a Yankton County, North Carolina person.
What are you? I'm sorry?
Yankton County, North Carolina.
That's oh, you're not African-American? You're not white? You're not Hispanic, right?
American.
I can't understand your race, though. What is your race?
I'm an American. Local, Yankton County.
Native American?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, American Indian?
No, I ain't no fucking Indian. I'm American.
Oh, yeah, I know, but are you white, black, Hispanic, Asian?
Well, I put up all them colors. I'm a white boy.
You're white? You're white then, right?
White is a
black. Okay, thank you. And what is your age? I have here 62 years of age. Is that correct?
Where the hell do you come from? I can't understand what you're saying.
What is your age, sir? So we want to make sure that we represent every age group. Are you 62? What I have here is 62 years of age. Is that correct?
Well, I was born 69.
Okay, that's correct. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is 3 most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all to you. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing substance abuse in our communities. 0 to 10, how important is that to you?
I couldn't understand the person saying it.
Reducing substance abuse in our community, is that important to you or no? 0 to 10. On a scale of 0 to 10, how important is that to you? Where 0 is not important at all, and 10 is the most important, 5 is somewhat important.
Well, I'm going to tell you straight up. I can put up for colored people as good as I can put up for my family. A lot of these people, they say they're Americans. They're not no more American no more than I am.
Okay. So, but do you think that reducing substance abuse in our communities, is that important to you or no? From 0 to 10, what number would you give me? 0, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7?
I don't know one day or the next, about four, that sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay, thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, is that important to you? From 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
Well, I need to lower the price of that and raise it up to help them people that need help.
How about lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs? Is that important to you? From 0 to 10,
yes.
What number would you give me?
Yes, I think you need to need help. And everybody, these white people, there's four white people, four black people.
Okay, and what number would you give me between 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not important, 5 means that is somewhat important. 10 means that is most important. Any number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me on that?
I don't love everybody. I love most of them. I give about 5.
Okay, thank you. How about improving kindergarten through 12th grade education? How important is that, 0 to 10?
Kindergarten to 12.
Yeah, improving kindergarten through 12th grade education. How important is that to you? 0, not important at all? 5, somewhat important? 10, most important?
I put four children through school from the time they were born going to school. All of them graduated.
Is that important? What number would you give me on that?
It's very important. I don't give a damn who it is, but it's very important.
Okay. Very important. So you give me a 10, a 9? What number are you giving me?
What's the biggest you can get?
10 is the most important one. That's the last number. Any number between 10? Okay, thank you. Making college more affordable. Is that important? Yes or no? 0 to 10.
It's important if the people's got the...
Okay, so 0 to 10, what number would you give me on that?
Well, I don't know. I've been to school for nothing like that. Well, some of my children went to college some.
So do you think that's important, making college more affordable? From 0 to 10, what number would you give me? 10, 8, 9?
I'd say about 8.
Thank you. Okay, awesome. Now, do you believe the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities? What do you say about that?
Yeah. I have African people that's my friends, and I have some that I can't put up with. So I don't run and hug them. If they come by, I say, how you doing? I walk on. I don't slander nobody because they'll wind up slamming you back.
Okay. But do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
I couldn't really get to that.
So you don't know?
Too many people are two-faced.
Okay, no problem. We can put that. And now thinking about race relations in America, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Well, some black people I know, some of the best people in the world. Some of them just Negroes.
Okay, so what do you think? Do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the black people?
Well, I don't get out of Austin, but when I was young, my daddy worked on the farm with this book. He operated this farm for this guy, and they was black people there. I was just a child, but they was black, good people. Hey, they was good black and good white, so much of them, you know.
All right. But what do you think, though, right now about race relations? What you hear on the TV, what you see in the newspapers, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Well, so not study it.
By the same?
I don't study them.
You don't study? Okay, no problem. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. Ecstasy and other party drugs, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl.
Those drug people need to be done away with. I have 10 people that are drugs. I don't put up with it. I've had some of my 10 people that have done drugs, but I don't do drugs.
Okay, so what do you think is having the most negative impact on the African-American community? Do you think it's heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, alcohol, cigarettes, marijuana, opiates?
Well, hell, everything down to damn crack and all that crack.
Okay, crack, no problem. Thank you.
I never had messed with that.
Okay, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes, with cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Is that not up to me to agree and disagree on people? I don't turn another man's wife. I don't put up nobody's shit, and I'm not going to give them none.
Do you agree with that statement, though, about the reduction of, you know, it's called something called tobacco harm reduction?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
I have smoked. I've not smoked in a long time. Me and my fiance, we sitting in church,
okay,
talking, and I said, "Well, I don't think I can quit smoking." You can. Oh, I can.
Right.
I smoked all my life,
okay,
but I can.
Yeah, I used to smoke too, but I quit. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. Heat, not burn tobacco products. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not familiar at all. Are you familiar with that?
Not really.
No. Oral nicotine pouches, are you familiar with that?
Well, I always got nicotine.
So you're familiar, somewhat familiar. E-cigarettes or vapes, are you familiar with that?
No.
No? Thank you.
Me and my fiance was sitting in church, and she
okay.
said, we were talking about smoking.
Okay. I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many having said successful to switch from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans. What would you think that has...
I don't say that because I don't got to say I don't smoke anymore.
Right.
I can smoke. I've got cigars laying here, but I don't smoke them cold.
So you don't know why that would be?
Because of
more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or you don't know?
Well, my mother smoked. She quit. My father, he smoked some. He quit.
Okay.
I don't smoke anymore.
Okay.
Me and my girlfriend, like I said, and my girlfriend was talking in church, and I told her, I said, I can quit smoking. You can.
What was the reason why you quit smoking? The cost of smoking have gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives, more education,
well,
and impact of alcohol advertising?
Well, one thing is not good for the health, and the second thing is, it's just expensive.
Expensive, right? The cost of smoking has gone up. Okay, yeah. I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with most? We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. That will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. While it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. Which of these 2 you agree with more? The first one or the second one?
I don't know how to say that. I don't try not to run other people's business. If you want to smoke, that's your business.
You don't know which one is the most, Do you agree with more? You don't agree with any of them?
Well, if you're going to smoke, well, my mother smoked.
Okay. And would, vaping is more or less harmful to your health?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm 89 years old. I guess that's what makes my chest hurt.
Okay, but would you say that vaping, you know what vaping is?
I'm not smoking.
I know, but do you know what vaping is?
Vaping, what the hell is that?
Vaping, you know what the cigarette that they smoke the cigarette? They vape. You don't know what it is, right?
No.
No, okay.
I'm not the boy. I don't know about the sports yet.
Yeah, I know, because that just came out not too long ago. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each in a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use the number between 0 and 10. Okay, let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying that they shouldn't quit. Tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. Do you agree with that statement, 0 or 10?
Well, I'm telling you what, I don't want none of those man's business. If they want to smoke, that's their business. If I don't like smoking, well, I'm around them, I don't hang around with them.
Okay, well, what do you think about the statement? What they're saying is that, you know, we should help them out. Do you agree with that or you don't agree with that?
Well, I agree with no smoking, but I don't run all over the country hollering screaming about don't smoke.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, what number would you give me? 5, somewhat agree. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, strongly agree. How much do you agree on with that statement?
I'm not going to agree with that. I told you, it ain't enough making on another person's business.
You don't agree with that at all, right? Zero?
Nope.
Okay.
If you want to smoke, that's your business.
Okay. Medical profession who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients to have access to this type of... To have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Do you agree with this statement, yes or no? 0 to 10.
Well, I'd say that's your business. Whoever wants to quit, they can.
Do you agree with this one? 0 to 10. What number would you give me from 0 to 10?
I don't run nobody else's business. I'm a fan. I'm not smoking.
This is just a statement. I want to know if you agree with the statement or not.
I don't know. I'm not going to go there.
Okay, so you don't agree with the statement then, right?
Nope.
0? Okay.
No problem.
Okay, when someone is overdosing on opiates, their lives may be saved by using another drug like Naxalan or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves... Hold on. Let me read you the statement, and then you give me an answer. But it saves their life. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiate. And the FDA... This is the last bit. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. Do you agree with this statement, yes or no? 0 to 10.
I got to go. Bye.